All right. You, as a listener of the program, very intelligent individual, you know what's going on in this world. There's not much that you need to be told. However, I have discovered the 8 unwritten rules that everyone in life should know. You and I, we already know this. However, maybe this will bring it to your attention. You've probably forgotten some things to impart on the people that are around you, either your children or the co-workers, your drivers, associates, friends. These are 8 unwritten rules in life that everyone should know. Tom, you can throw in and decide whether you agree or disagree.
All right.
And also, we're opening up the phone lines for this segment, 715-845-2155. If you'd like to comment on this particular segment, or if there's another unwritten life rule that we should know that you're aware of. All right, number one, unwritten life rules. Number one, if you're not passing someone on the freeway, get out of the left lane. This is not only an unwritten rule, this is an absolute truth. Stay out of the left lane unless you're passing someone.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, do not get in the left lane and go the same speed as somebody in the right lane right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when someone shows you a picture on their smartphone, do not swipe left or right. Don't swipe left or right. Don't be looking through the pictures. They're showing you what they want to show you. Don't be looking around at their other pictures. You may end up seeing something you don't want to see.
I didn't know that was a rule. But
okay. That is a rule, and it is a very serious rule. Do not be doing that. Number three. Now, Tom, you'll agree with this one. When the host starts cleaning up, the party is over. You need to go home.
Oh, I'm usually home well before that.
Number four, this is common courtesy. We all do this. Let people get off of a bus, train, or elevator before you try to get on. Just wait for them to get out. Doors are not going to close. You're not going to be late to your whatever it is you're going to. Just relax. Number five, this is also one about common courtesy and being nice about to other people. Do not make plans with friends or talk about plans with friends in front of people who are not invited. Oh, we're going to go skiing this weekend, and we're going to... Not you, Bob. You smell funny. You're not coming along. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That happens to you a lot, doesn't it?
Ha!
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
No. Oh. Well, we'll see about that. If there's an awkward silence, don't say, awkward silence! That makes things worse, not better. Just like that. If someone's wearing headphones or trying to sleep on a plane, they don't want to talk. This happened to me on the flight back. I had my earbuds in. I'm listening to my book. I'm chilling, okay? I'm just happy. I'm finally getting some sleep. Just leave me alone. Person next to me, tap, tap, tap. Yes. Yeah, I took my earbuds out. And I said, yeah. She goes, are you listening to music or reading a book? And I'm like, I'm reading a book? Why?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could put a sign on when I'm in a place like that where I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, well,
I go to get my hair cut. You know, the people cutting your hair want to talk. I don't want to talk. Just cut my hair.
You know what's worse? I'll tell
you. I'm probably antisocial.
Well, you're a sociopath. one of the things that I used to go to a chiropractor. I injured my back and twisted it pretty badly, and so I went to a chiropractor for several appointments in a row. And part of the treatment was, you get adjusted, and then you go have a massage, like a 30-minute therapeutic massage.
Uh-huh.
And the girl doing it would not stop talking.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm probably to blame because I'm a talkative person. So if she said something, I would respond. And then she'd say, and I'd respond. And then I say, you know, we're having this conversation. I don't want to have a conversation.
Right.
I want to lay there and be quiet.
Yeah.
I want you to be quiet, not you personally,
mm-hmm.
Tom. I don't want your hands on me. But you know what I'm saying? I want the masseuse to just be quiet.
Right, they play that little soft music in the background.
Yeah, like Metallica, you know? And
by the way,
yes,
listening
sir.
To a book on tape is not reading a book. So
yes, it
don't,
is.
No, don't call it reading a book. It's not,
it is.
It's not reading a book.
It is if it's written by, or if it's narrated well. Yes, it is. I listened to Eric Metaxas' book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Not the same as reading.
It is absolutely the same as reading. Absolutely. And life lesson, unless you're really broke or you're under 30 years of age, do not ask your friends to help you move. Hire movers.
Even if you offer beer?
Now, I think the only time that I, the last time I asked people to help me move, I made it worth their while. No, not actually. God, that was horrible. I asked people to help me move. Uh-huh. I was over the age of 30. I could have hired movers. I chose not to. I asked people if they would like to help me move. And after the day was done, I took everybody to dinner. And not pizza and beer. We all went to dinner.
Something where you order through a clown's nose in the drive-thru?
No, it was not. No. It was a sit-down where there was actual silverware and napkins and real plates. That type of thing. Where the waitress brings it to you.
Ah.
Not where you go and graze and come back whenever you feel like it. But I still probably should have just hired it because, you know, I think somebody ruptured his spleen and, you know, somebody blew out their back and one person fell off the balcony.
Nice.
It could have been better. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. If you've got other life lessons, send me an email at this point. Seth.Mealet@WSAU.com.
The Crocodile Hunter, I give him a lot of love, a lot of credit, but, you know, people go, he's such a loss to the nature community. You know, he taught us so much about nature. And I got mad when I heard this lady on TV saying that he taught us a lot about nature. And it was like, no, he didn't really teach a lot about nature. Come on, every episode. Hey, how you doing? Look over there, right there. It's a tiger. That tiger weighs 800 pounds and it could kill a man in 10 seconds. I'm going to touch it. Hi, tiger. Oh, he's angry. He's angry. Next episode. Hey, that's a king cobra, the most venomous snake in all the planet. One bite, now I'm dead. I'm going to pick it up. He's angry. If he really wanted people to think he was out there, man, America, we should have borrowed him and sent him to Iraq with no gun, just a camera crew. Can you imagine how bad that would have freaked out the enemy? You know, you're freaking a soldier working for Al-Qaeda and you're out there, you know, and he's walking towards them wearing shorts. And he's walking up to him. Hey, look over there. It's an Al-Qaeda member, an Iraqi soldier, one of the most dangerous creatures in all the planet. One push of a button and I'm gone. I'm gonna poke him with a stick. He's angry! He is so angry.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.